This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success. Welcome to Office Hours. I'm David Meltzer, and we have our first extraordinary guest with my amazing co-host, Justin Rothling-Schofer. Welcome to Office Hours.
So great to be here. I'm just so impressed that you nailed my name.
Yeah, me too, being the name butcher that I am. But more importantly, you are known for and as an expert in health and performance, obviously aligned with my background in dealing with so many, not only athletes, but also the celebrities, entertainers, billionaires and millionaires and entrepreneurs that people don't realize need to be at their highest level, mindset, heartset, and handset wise of performance. You've written a book. It's called Own It. I try to tell mostly my employees the easiest and best piece of advice, you gotta own it. Are you willing to own it? For you, what does that mean to own it?
I think at the end of the day, when you really step back, I think the level of ownership is the intersection point between accountability and responsibility. We all know people that are willing to take responsibility. They're like, hey, yeah, it's on me. I didn't get that done. But yet they fail to want to put the accountability measures in place to make sure that the outcomes they're looking for are inevitable.
The lessons are missing.
Exactly. And then the same thing on the other side. You got the people who are like, hey, I'm going to put all the accountability measures in place. I'm going to get the coach. I'm going to get the team. I'm going to put some boundaries in place. But there's always an excuse. There's always an excuse as to why you didn't follow through, as to why you didn't take a step in. And the end of the day, I think there's four mindsets: impossible, possible, probable, and inevitable. And a lot of the people that you aspire to be like only abide by one, and it's inevitability. Knowing that if you take ownership for you, your actions, your behaviors, and your habits, the outcomes are inevitable.
Speaking of behaviors and habits, Mary, you have extraordinary ones, and you're so disciplined and consistent with it. What do you got for Justin?
So last year, when I was building the Bakery Co-work, the largest female-focused co-working space, I experienced burnout. And I think most CEOs don't experience burnout until they realize that they're addicted to ambition more than alcohol or anything. Yeah. How do new founders or serial entrepreneurs take on the power of ownership?
So that's a great question. And when I come back and I always ask people, what is your definition of performance? And I get words like winning. I get words like outcomes. I get words like results. I get words like efficiencies. But at the end of the day, we have to realize that we're just talking about the results that we're getting and we forgot the process. So my definition of performance is the desire and capacity to intentionally and consistently live in accordance to your potential. And so if we can actually step back and know, hey, it's not a desire issue that you have, it's a capacity issue that you have, because you haven't had intentional and consistent behaviors that have ultimately shrunk the gap that exists between your reality and your potential. We've all been created for such massive potential, but we haven't had the consistency or intentionality around our habits, behaviors, and systems in our life to start to close that gap. And so for people that often experience burnout, it's that, hey, you haven't had the patience to build the capacity to step into what you've been called to yet, but realize that it's a journey, and that's the part of winning that we are all actually seeking.
It's almost an acknowledgement, Alec, of the limitation of our own self-image when we either limit ourselves by we can't do this today, or on the other side, we actually limit ourselves because we go beyond our capacity looking at our potential. And you have, obviously, as the head and CMO at Loan Depot, a lot of capability, and sometimes it's the big O, little C. Big opportunity, little capability.
Justin, I got a question for you. So recently, I just went through a personal health and fitness thing, and I've lost 50 pounds in the last 100 days.
Congratulations.
Ooh. And yeah, well, thank you, brother.
Love that.
I had a hip issue. I had my hip replaced last November. A lot of, you know, personal stuff, but fitness is such an underlying foundation for success in business and life. You know, I'd like to hear a little bit about your story in that world. How you kind of owned it.
Yeah, I think, to be honest with you, I became an expert in a space out of insecurity, because I was a fat kid and then I became anorexic, and it became my obsession. It was the only thing in my life I could control. And so at 13, 14 years old, I started to measure everything you could. Measured my food, measured my sleep quality, measured my HRV, measured my heart rate. Every single thing that I was doing, I wanted to be so precise. And there's a very, very fine line between passion and obsession. And when it becomes an obsession, it can push you over the edge. And so I feel like God put me in this position to go through this, to ultimately get me to the level where we are now, but I had to go through the process of these insecurities and overcoming them and understanding what somebody in my same shoes is actually going to feel and actually have to go through. And so that was my journey kind of going down before I came down to the States and got all my degrees and did all my postgraduate research and spent some time in the NHL kind of now managing the health, wellness, and performance of the best athletes in the world. And I realized something very uniquely was the problem that we were solving wasn't an athlete issue, it's a human issue. And the moment that we can optimize somebody's being, somebody's vessel, mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, it's holistic. Because if you put a beautiful bag of fruit on the table, and you've got everything in place, and then I place one piece of rotten fruit in the middle, 24 hours before that whole bag's rotten. And that's what happens in our bodies. That's what happens in our life, is we have to make sure mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, we are healthy. And if we don't treat them as an integrated system, we will continue to see the disintegration of our health holistically.
Thanks for sharing, man. I love how concise and organized. I rarely meet people that have the same type of ability to articulate things. It's just so clear. Everything has, I feel that at ease with my OCD. It's like 1, 2, 3, you know, like Dave Meltzer's no for like 3 of everything, 4 of this.
Yep.
Just the way that you talk makes me feel at ease. And there's a great book by Adam Jablin called Lotsaholic. And there's just some people that need to measure every single thing. Rick Jordan, you have a little bit of that in your nature of being a Lotsaholic.
Tiny bit, yeah. What's shaking, Justin?
How are you?
Hey. I'm hearing you and all of these things, and it sounds great. Dave's like, you're very articulate in all this. I think I have a sequel for you, and we're going to call it Reown It. Because I'm hearing all of this, right? And it's like, hey, we're talking about grabbing onto all these things in your life and taking control of them and getting to where you want to go. I love the inevitability is like the ultimate stage of your own personal evolution. You fall off a lot. I'm not saying you, but I'm saying you as in general, you know, and then it's like, oh man, then you have this come to Jesus moment with yourself. How do you re-own something? Because isn't that the most depressing? It's like you had it within your grasp and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, I lost it. How do I re-own?
I think it's because when we're looking at it, we think that we're going to cross some imaginary finish line, and there's no finish line. There's no finish line in business. The goal is to stay in business, to continue to make impact. You tried, you've crossed the finish line of a marathon. Well, you haven't won fitness. You haven't won health. The goal is to stay healthy. And so this journey is going to be a up and down journey along the whole way. And realize that the fact that you get to play the game, the fact that you get to wake up every single day and take one step onto the playing field again and make that, like you're being called, you're here. That's the win and that's the opportunity. And so I think that our world has made us think that we have to be perfect and that we have to nail it. But if you take ownership that, hey, I'm a human being, I am flawed, I'm not gonna be perfect, and understand that you're just called to prepare yourself every single day and have patience in that. Prepare is an acronym for me. It's purposeful priorities. Figure out what it is in the moment of where you're at. R is replace. Replace habits that are no longer serving you, have got you to where you are, but aren't gonna get you to where you need to be. E is expend. Expend time, energy, resources, sometime a combination of all three. Another P, purposeful or patient practice. So continue to have patience, continue to sit in it. A, accept accountability, knowing that, hey, is it a community? Is it a team? Is it a coach? What does that look like to get you to where you need to be? R, rest, reassess and refine. Look at what you've done. You talk about, hey, I haven't quite gotten there yet. That's okay. Just take a step back, refine where you're at and then keep going. And then lastly, E, we often forget about this completely, is expect. Expect the outcome. Expect the outcome you're preparing for. Because if you have no expectation, what's going to continue to motivate you to have execution? And so that's what I keep coming back to, is this level of perfection we have to drop, this facade of perfection we have to drop, and come back to, hey, it is all about the journey. And we are constantly preparing ourselves. And if we're willing to prepare ourselves, the outcome is inevitable.
Own it.
Oh, baby. Though we can't understand or know outcomes, right? you can understand the faith and behaviors, and that good behavior creates good progress. And looking at Own It, the book, and your expertise within the context of performance and health, it's quite apparent that number one, responsibility, attraction, but most importantly, perception and participation in that perception of our potential and the lessons, the light and the love that we derive from that, create that exponentiality of the faithful outcomes. Although we don't understand or know, knowing that the good behavior is behind it or the structure and discipline that you can articulate so eloquently, certainly provide us the outcomes that we desire or better. We don't control those at all, but we can control what we do, what we say, what we think, what we feel, and what we believe, just like my incredible co-host here. Thank you, Justin, so much for joining us. I can't wait to see what he does next. Check out Own It. Go ahead and look him up. This is David Meltzer with Office.